You're listening to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design. Hello, everyone. Hey, Sue.
Hi, Jess.
How you doing, girl?
I'm so good.
Good.
It feels like spring outside, even though it's really cold.
Yeah.
The sky is eluding me to believe that the sun is coming out.
I love your optimism.
Right?
Yes.
I'm so excited. And I even like dressed for spring today because I'm just willing it forward. It has to be here soon.
I love it. I feel warm just looking at you.
I know, right?
It's the best.
I know.
Hey, we're
getting hot.
Speaking of beautiful blue skies, we should talk about home exteriors today.
Ooh, yes.
What do you say?
I like it. As we enter the outdoors, yes, we start to see the green come out.
Now that we can see the outsides of our houses, now that they're de-thawing, yes, and getting unpiled from, ooh, all of the cold weather.
Yes. Yeah. Let's talk about exteriors and curb appeal.
Yes. Okay. So today's question comes from @BrittanyGreer, and she says, do you have any opinions on painted exterior brick? We are interested in painting the exterior of our home, but would like to know more about the pros and cons of doing so. Painted brick. It's a hot topic, yeah, for sure.
We believe in it.
We do. Yeah. We've done plenty of homes in painted brick, and the outcome is sensational. Gosh, it's just such a beautiful, classic, traditional story, and it's a really easy way to rescue a tired-looking home, amen, if it's a remodel. Yeah, it's a good solution. Pros and cons, I would say there's so many pros. The biggest con is going to be the maintenance, mm-hmm, of a painted brick home. And as for that, we can't really totally speak to that because neither of us are living in a painted brick home. What we've Googled and we've looked up seems like they're saying anywhere from 3 to 5 years. It could be that you need to touch up or do maintenance on a painted brick home. So that's something to keep in mind when you're doing it. But more than anything, I would talk to your painter or painters, plural, and find out their best practices on priming for it, painting it, sealing it, what their best, you know, make sure that they've done it before. Like, yeah, you don't want to be their first rodeo when it comes to painting a home on the exterior.
And there's different qualities of brick, mm-hmm, too, like different ones that will absorb paint differently. And so ask them about that. Will your brick actually absorb the paint well?
Yeah.
And how long will that last? And is it going to be susceptible more so than another brick to chipping and just wearing with the weather? Mm-hmm. And to where you live, I think, in the weather.
Yeah.
Consider that too. If it's really warm and you're not having snow melt and just wind and yucky stuff, then you're probably a great candidate for painted brick. And even if you do live here in Utah or somewhere that does have harsher winters, we still do it all the time because I do think the pros outweigh the cons.
Yeah.
For the look that you get and the refresh that you'll have.
Yeah, definitely.
Does it feel more like a timeless move to you guys, or does it feel at all trendy?
It's so funny for us. We get obviously that question the most, to talk about traditional being trendy. Mm-hmm. But right now, traditional is trending, and I feel like it's a really traditional move to paint your home, your brick home, white. So yes, it's trending right now, mm-hmm, but I can't imagine a time where a white brick or an all white home isn't going to look like a gorgeous Southern plantation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like the stuff of movies and love songs and, yeah, music videos, Corey.
Yeah, I should know that.
I don't know. It just seems very romantic and idyllic to me. It does. I think the first time Alice Lane did a white painted brick home was when you were pregnant with Nolan. Mm. And so that's probably been almost 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe you could talk a little bit about the character of the brick and like the color of the brick, yeah, that was chosen, because they knew all along they were going to paint this home.
Yeah, she had a very clear idea of what she wanted this home to be. And the builder, I didn't realize this at the time, but you can't find just like white painted brick, just like manufactured. Maybe you can now, but I haven't seen any on the market. Mm-hmm. So if you know something we don't, please share.
And they don't just make brick in white.
No.
Like where the terracotta or the material of it is just white. Mm-hmm. It's always a color, right?
Yeah, it's always a color. And so she knew she wanted a white painted brick. We knew we wanted it to be an interesting texture, mm-hmm, and match the style of this home. And so the builder found some that was, I think it was like reclaimed, taken off of another home or something. Anyway, he got a hold of all this brick. That's such a great texture. It was beautiful. He knew the characteristics of it. the, you know, how it would paint. Mm-hmm. And that's what we used. And it was just, it's stunning. It's really, really beautiful. And so that's something too to consider if you are building, is just to be clever, get creative, because it's not like you're going to find a white brick. Mm-hmm. So just find the right texture. And then that's what you should use on the front of your house and paint it. Paint it white.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's great.
Probably another good thing to ask your painter is like the brand of paint that he has seen, you know, like stand the test of time the totally. Most, the best.
That sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That sticks. But yeah, I would say probably, I have a sister-in-law who just barely painted her home and it looked great. And I'm thinking about painting it mine. I'm for sure going to do it. It's just a matter of when. Uh-huh. But I want it to like, I just want to make the best decision possible. So yeah. Definitely I'm like going to investigate the brand of paint and kind of mm-hmm. what adheres the best, what weathers the best, because everything's going to weather. It's just a matter of like,
yeah,
how long. So
yeah, and the primers and the process and
yep.
yeah, measure twice, cut once.
And how exactly. it reacts to sun.
Yeah.
We kind of talked about painting stucco and like you had an experience where it kind of, mm-hmm. it did some weird stuff over a long yeah. hot summer.
Yeah. I had a neighbor across the street that decided to paint their stucco home. And we just sort of, you know, watched that process. I had never seen anybody paint stucco before. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it was the first time I had ever seen it. This is probably like, you know, 15 years ago. And we slowly watched that home that they painted that. It was probably like a tan or a brown mm-hmm. and they painted it gray and it slowly over the year turned mauve. I don't know if they knew that their house was mauve. I think that it was just so gradual, like the frog in boiling water. Yeah. We're like, oh snap, that's a mauve house. But, and I don't know
someone
if like,
should tell them.
The UV rating. I don't know if the UV rating or something wasn't quite right with the paint, but yeah, it did not take to being baked in the sun very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, I don't know. Whites, what would they do? They would probably yellow.
Probably.
If, I mean, because they're not going to pink. Maybe they would pink. I don't know. But that's something, I guess, to pay attention to also when you're talking to your painter and making sure that you're using all the right materials, because it's going to be a big investment. I mean, labor and materials, it's going to be a big investment. But I think it's a really great way to either save, you know, a home that's a remodel that you're not crazy about the exteriors and then just have to maintain. We all have to maintain our homes. I have a home that's made of cedar shakes and it's, I have a pre-baked finish on mine to make them gray, but it's been 5 to 6 years now that we've been in the home and the gray shakes are starting, you can start to see the cedar color coming through. It's warm. And it's pretty and it definitely looks like a home in the Hamptons, but I'm like, oh geez, it's time. It's between 5 and 6 years. I've got to figure out what that gray stain is. And we've got to get, you know, those, especially on the hot side of my house. It shows in the cooler parts on the porch and in the shade, it looks brand new still, but it does take maintenance. And I'm standing on that step going, oh geez, I've got to get somebody out here to do it. And you're going to have that feeling at some point too, if you're doing a painted brick home. It's not going to be the same feeling as just having a red brick home that you don't have to maintain. So well,
if you guys were going to paint a home or the exterior of a home white, mm-hmm. would you recommend like warmer shades like you typically would in the interior?
Yeah. And I think maybe this is a good time to Sue to yeah. speak to the windows that you guys just experienced. Speaking of warmer whites.
Yeah. We were working on a home in Amarillo, Texas for a really fun family. And she wanted a white brick house. They were using Pella windows. And they wanted a white, just classical window mullion. And so they used Pella white. The warm white that we picked out was beautiful. It looked great with the trim and everything, the fascia that we also picked out. But when they installed the window white became in a lot cooler of a white.
Almost like an optic white.
A brighter white.
Yeah.
Than what the exterior paint color was that we specified. So we had to kind of go back to the drawing board, get samples of that exact mullion, and then kind of go like re-pick out everything and go to something that was a little bit more crisp that would get along. Mm-hmm. So I would say make sure you know and understand what colors your windows are either stained mm-hmm. or if you are remodeling and going to a black window or if it is a white window, know what that white is and what the manufacturer will be bringing over to your house. Mm-hmm. So you're not surprised when it clashes with your white.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, those factory finishes where you can't control them. I mean, obviously they have the benefits that they come pre-finished. And, you know, those finishes are baked on and they're hardy and everything. But most of the time we're going to paint a wood window like Pella on site where we can choose the whites. Because to your point, Corey, yeah, we do want a warmer white for sure. It's out in the earth. You know, this home is standing tall. And optic white is good for paper out of the copy machine. It's actually not even natural to have optic white teeth, you know? I mean, I know our toothpaste might say optic white on it, but if somebody has teeth that white, like, they look crazy.
It's alarming. Yeah.
It is alarming. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. I know there's like eye drops you can put in your eyes that make the whites of your eyes optic white. And we're just like, people, calm down.
You're not a newborn.
Calm down already. It's okay. Bones are supposed to be a little bit warmer white, and I think our houses are too. Yeah. It's just a little bit more natural. So yeah, we're definitely going to choose a warmer white.
Yeah, we'll try and pick ones that don't have too much of a yellow undertone, though. Mm-hmm. Just have some neutrality. But
we just want to kick the blue out.
We don't want the blue out.
Any of those whites that are blue undertones.
Exactly.
Looks like an alien lives there.
Yeah.
It's like those new light bulbs. Those are too white.
They're
also
too white. Yeah. They're very blue. You totally look like an alien.
Yeah. Nobody looks good in that.
No.
Yeah. No. We got to soften our appearances. Anyway. So let's talk for a minute. You mentioned black windows versus white windows, Sue, when you're talking about the Pella windows. How do you feel about black windows? Do you feel like they're a trend? Would you say, go with a white window or do you like the black window?
I think black is definitely trending. I mean, we've seen it more like in the last, like, I don't know, 5-8 years than we ever have before. I think if you have like an industrial home, you know, where there are actual steel windows and like you're really embracing that look, it makes sense. But understand that it is a trend. Mm-hmm. And so, but white windows, I feel like, are really, really classic. I don't think you'll ever get sick of a white window. In fact, on that home we were talking about before, she was kind of going back and forth. And this was 5 years ago. She's like, do I do black windows or do I do white windows? And in the end, we stayed with white windows because she really wanted this classic house. Mm-hmm. And the black windows just didn't cheapen it. It still looked crisp and gives it a little bit more of that modern edge. Mm-hmm. But the white window gave her that, again, kind of old plantation Georgian looking of a house that she was going for.
Yeah.
So I'd say white windows are probably the most classic. Black windows are great if you want a little bit modern.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Agreed. That's great. Okay, let's talk for a minute about, well, actually, there's a question that goes with this. We'll ask this. So at Kristen Webster Banta says, or asks, is there a designer way to decorate front doors? Are wreaths out? I have a rounded glass double doors for her front door. So I think that wreaths are not out. I can't remember a time actually where they were. I think it always is very charming, to be able to dress your front door. Mm-hmm. For us, we believe in like really great hardware on the front door. This is a place to really spring for that beautiful, maybe you're using Rocky Mountain hardware for your door, for your, handset and, I love House of Antique hardware. I have a brass mail slot on my door that's actually operable, and you can really slide a birthday party invitation through it. My husband's friend thinks it's funny to scream in it, and then it sounds like there's somebody standing in my entry. And then I also love, I have a big Fox door knocker on my house, and then the Fox door knocker centers perfectly on the wreath. So besides a beautiful handset, I also have a brass kick plate. Mm-hmm. So I think doll it up, your front door, go for all the hardware. And I have a dark front door. It's kind of a black navy and the hardware on it just really shows off. It looks pretty without even a wreath on it, but you can always go for a classic boxwood wreath that always looks timeless and traditional. I'd say avoid fake flowers.
Yeah.
That's kind of the wreaths where we're like, oh geez, it just needs to look, I think, real and just believable.
That blue rose can survive in the sunshine of a front door. So don't do it.
So, and just for, I guess, don't ever buy anything that's
don't get a blue rose. Yeah. My sister-in-law had those for her bridal their bridesmaids' bouquets, flowers. I look back and I'm like, what were they thinking? This was in the mid-90s when navy roses were cool in the winter. I don't know. Anyway, don't do it. You'll have regrets.
That's
people
right.
are going to laugh at you and your mauve stucco.
Good advice, Sue. I think that's great. Yeah, I love a wreath. And I, in general, love a round wreath. Mm-hmm. And I want a really large-scale wreath.
Yeah.
I think a tiny wreath is kind of like using a tiny rug where it just sort of shrinks the overall appearance and look. I want a generous, mm-hmm. big, gorgeous wreath.
You see like now a lot of these like kind of asymmetrical, just kind of wild growing wreaths. And I think they're so pretty and they really do feel like they've just been sprouting and it really could mm-hmm. be just this live growing art install on your front door. It's
kind
beautiful.
Of a wild hair day
exactly.
of a thing. Yeah.
Just a messy bun on your door.
I love it.
And anyway, we have the magnolia ones that we love mm-hmm. a lot because they have that nice, really broad leaf again that has those warm greens and tones that get along with your door color and the white brick. So,
do you guys have any like guidelines for painting a front door? Like, I'll, you know what I mean? You'll be driving through a neighborhood and I see like this like bright teal and I'll just be like, what were they thinking? But obviously
they're fun, Corey.
They're originally from Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave them alone, Corey.
But no, do you have,
you know, people really want to express themselves when it comes to their front door.
Exactly. Yeah. So their house will be like this like brown stucco, you know what I mean? From 20 years ago. And then just like a teal door, just like, where did that come from? Do you guys have any like guidelines of like, hey, like, you know, try to work if you're,
well, like, they should work with what you have. Brown stucco, how about that first?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's start there.
Let's start with the brown stucco. Let's cheer them up that way.
Start with the body of the house and good.
And then the teal door can stay. No, I'm joking.
Is it weird to have a front door that's its own color that's not really pulling from any other exterior finish in your house?
Well, I mean, I think if you have the white home, then really anything goes for the front door, honestly.
Okay.
You could get away with a lot more if you have a pretty clean home on the exterior.
And think too of like the style of your home, you know, and if it's kind of modern mid-century, I think yours is right. Mm-hmm. Look at like homes in Palm Springs. A lot of them are white and they all have like bright doors.
Yeah.
If you live in that environment, it makes sense. Or if that's how you want to express yourself, we have friends that go to Seaside in
Florida.
Every summer. And they always come back with just like pictures and pictures of just the doors that they love. And they're like, they get inspired by that and they want to bring that here, which I think is great if that's the home that they want.
Yeah.
But just make sure it gets along with like the rest of the finishes, even if it is, I think, a contrasting color to the body of the house.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I just think it's, don't be fluorescent, maybe.
You might have to take a few more of your finishes on that journey with you. You just can't be as abrupt as thinking you've made yourself a tropical home by painting your front door teal. Yeah, like you got to get the shutters on board. You got to invite some other things to that party. You cannot just get away with painting the front door and surprising your husband when he comes home that you live in a tropical paradise now.
Don't go to Home Depot and let your kid just like pick out a paint swatch and be like, oh, it's expression.
Yeah.
Be thoughtful about that.
Yeah. I was helping my neighbor. She was trying to do it. We kind of live in an area where a lot of the homes were built during the heyday of that European era, where Tuscan was a big thing. So there's a lot of brown stucco, brown rock, a lot of those finishes. And she was hoping to sort of brighten and update her home a little bit. And it was amazing what just painting all the shutters on her home and her front door and the casings on the exterior. Did she even do the soffit and fascia? Most people's soffit and fascia at that time was brown, but that will even really cheer up even tired looking stucco to get new soffit and fascia. It was interesting. It didn't take a lot, but brightening up her shutters and her door just gave it a facelift, and I think she's been a lot happier with it without changing out the rock and the stucco and everything else. But that's what I'm saying, like, invite something else along to that party. Don't just think you can get away with painting a front door.
Okay.
You know?
So if you were going to paint the front door
a
certain color, you'd do like the brick mold or casing and jam and everything like that
you
same
could
color?
You could consider all of that at the same time. I like my window casings. I have side lights on the sides of my door and those are white, but then my front door is like sort of this black navy. And for only being in my house for about just a little over 5 years, I've already painted my front door twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's so dark. It's like a black car shows everything. And it was kind of starting to crack a little bit, the finish, and just looked dry and like it needed some oil of Olay or something. It was just
nice.
Just needed.
That's probably something to consider.
A like, fresh coat. Yeah, it's high maintenance.
Yeah, and like where, what direction your house is facing, if it's getting more sunlight or not, especially on the door.
Yeah, and I even have a covered porch. Yeah. So I thought I could get away with it. But what I'm telling you is we're talking about maintenance on exteriors as I'm feeling it right now because I've been in there for 5 years. And I'm like, yeah, the shakes need it, you know, and the front door needed it. And it's time. You got to maintain it. So if you know that about yourself, that you're not going to want to maintain things, painted brick is not for you. Mm-mm. A dark front door is not for you, you know?
Yep.
And I have a wood front door. So maybe you're just going to want to get, you know, something fiberglass and, you know, something that's going to be easier to maintain and won't show the wear and tear as much. But I think the most beautiful things in life are always going to be the natural finishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just love that, you know? There's easier things. I was talking about pergolas on the back of the home with a friend, and I was saying, gosh, I was so bummed my builder, he put this pergola up before I had a chance to stop by the house one day. And it was in the middle of, you know, we were building out another store and I had a lot of things going on and we were building this house for ourselves, but I'm working on other people's homes harder than my own. And I got there one day and he had a vinyl fence company put a pergola on the back of my house made out of vinyl. And I was like, holy Moses, who made this decision? Where was I? This is a bad surprise, a really bad surprise. So I've got this two-story white vinyl pergola on the back of my house and I long for the day that I can replace it with wood, but I know wood's going to be more maintenance, but they're just, the finishes are more beautiful and believable. And there's nothing pretty about white vinyl other than the maintenance.
Yeah.
So I think you have to decide, you know, where you're at on that, but there's, I don't know if there's like a ton of products that are more beautiful than the original that you don't have to maintain. I think it's just part of living in a beautiful home. Mm. You know, it's just taking care of it and having somebody come over to touch it, you know, every 5 years.
I think even aside from the finish of the vinyl, you talked just about the substance too of the posts.
Yeah.
Like with vinyl, like they're just skinny. They're skinny, little kind of scrawny. And like looking at it, you're like, the wind's going to blow that right down because it's not believable.
It's not.
And so again, with like the natural materials, you want something that's authentic and believable that could hold up the structure that
and
you're
the
building.
Heft that architecture comes with
on
it.
Your house, right?
Totally.
So
yeah, that's good. Let's talk about the size of windows. I feel like that's another thing that's really changed. Oftentimes we'll get called to help people with their home or a home that they're going to buy and it's going to be a remodel. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, what can we do to the exterior of it? I like the bones of the house. I can work with the inside. We can make the interiors beautiful, but can we work with this ugly exterior? And I think besides the finishes changing, we also have to remember that we can change the windows. Back in, you know, I don't know when the homes were built, 70s, 80s, some of the stuff we're remodeling right now, the homes just weren't as big, or sorry, not the homes, but the windows just weren't as big as windows today. I think, you know, front doors have become more generous as well. And so think about the spaces where you're going to spend a lot of time in the kitchens. You know, you can cut in larger windows. That's going to really change the aesthetic of the home. Finishes will, I think, a really good looking roof. I think our roofs have gotten really heavy looking. I love a really heavy looking roof materials and soffits and fascias have gotten larger. Gutters, you can get beautiful copper gutters, gorgeous big lanterns. I think the lanterns and the, you know, on the exteriors, we're going for much larger lanterns than we ever used to. So just be really generous, I think, in things as you're updating, generous in scale. And it's going to really give back to the interior, too, to have really large windows like that.
And it's how we want to live on the inside, too. We want to live with more light, which is why we have bigger windows.
Yeah.
So, and like you said, cutting it in, it's so much easier to go bigger than it is to go smaller. So you're lucky, older homes, because it's just making a bigger square on the outside of that house.
Yeah.
And getting more light in there, which I think is such a beautiful way to live. It's how we promote lifestyles. And, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think on like mixing textures in an exterior? So like my old neighborhood, like the HOA in that neighborhood mandated everyone that built a home there to have one side of their house stucco. So there'd be people that had siding, stucco, rock that was cased in brick. Mm-hmm. It was just like looking at a pile of finishes.
What a cool HOA.
Yeah, I know, right? So what's your rule on that? Like, hey, yeah. Stick to, you know, if you're going to choose one, stick to it. Or like, what do you guys
think? Three at the most, honestly. I think most homes where we're looking at, it's like two finishes.
Yeah.
But three at the very most.
And feeling that massive material, like if it's a brick home, uh-huh. It's brick on all sides. It's not brick on a veneer of the front of the house.
Oh gosh. Thank you. We see that.
I know. Hearing you talk about that stucco, you have to have stucco on one side of the house. Oh, shoot me in the face.
yeah.
Shouldn't do that at all.
Yeah. I think that, like, you know, we'll see a lot of times people will really invest in the face plane of their home, but then the sides, question, maybe not. And then the back, that's like all stucco, which is, you know, obviously a really great cost savings technique, but not beautiful.
You're not a paper doll.
Yeah.
Cover your whole self up.
Totally. Yeah. That's a really great way to say that. But I think for the most part, we're going to do some sort of masonry on the foundation. So rock or stone gives it a really heavy look that's grounded. And then from there, we'll either work into like a type of siding or a stucco.
Or a shake like yours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. A cedar shake. Yeah. A different texture that's usually, but the heaviest texture is going to be on the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed.
Cool.
Yeah. I'd say two to three.
Less is more.
Yeah.
It really is.
Try for two finishes. If you have a third one, maybe it's hanging out more on the back, but yeah, rhythms. I'm usually organic rhythms like to hang out with more structured rhythms. So again, like maybe you have a straight siding, like a wood siding up top, and then you've got some sort of cobble, you know, some sort of beautiful stone on the bottom that gives that organic mm-hmm. mix. But yeah, less is more. Yeah. Not so tricky.
Cheers.
Yeah. Anyway, curb appeal. Anything else we want to say about curb appeal?
I think when I was thinking about your house, you have such a pretty railing. I think we should talk about railings.
Oh, that's a great way to give instant update. Yeah.
I think a lot of people have if you have just kind of more standard home, you have like a porch deck, right?
Yeah.
But if it's not too high up off the ground, some builders don't even put like a railing up, you know, and such a bummer. Like that's such a great opportunity to add that jewelry and talk about yours.
Yeah, mine's more of a Chippendale style because, again, I live in kind of a beach-looking house. And it's powder-coated white, and I still love it. I would choose it today. And I think that it's just a really great way to express your style. And it's just kind of like the statement earring, you know, on an outfit. So paying attention to those railings, I swear nothing will not well. There's a lot of things that will date a home really fast, but there's a lot of homes that just feel really dated because the railings were just kind of passed by, but I think it's a really great way to freshen things up and go something brighter or powder coated, or I don't know. It's just a beautiful way to do it. When I think about like my folks' home, they built at a time when Hunter Green was like all of the rage. And so they've got, I think their railings are Hunter Green potbelly flat straps. You can kind of picture it. It was like when Thanksgiving Point was being built and they loved all of that. And they have dark green windows instead of black windows or white windows. There's a dark green. So yeah. And I think in my mind, I'm like, oh, it'd be so easy just to update those railings and swap out the windows. It's still like a beautiful classic traditional home, but the railings really do sort of set you back in time. So that could be an easy thing as you're looking at homes to remodel, to, as you're trying to reimagine, what could this home be? Should I buy it or not? I think consider that those railings are an easy thing to get rid of and make a quick update to cheer the house up.
I think so often too, we're simplifying, you know, like you have a more complex pattern on your railing, but even if you were just to go to a more simple, just black straight up and down with like some simple turnings, that would update your house. And I think when you're talking about the brown stucco with the brown windows and the brown stone, I think right now we crave contrast, which is probably why people love the black window so much against the white brick or the white finish on the exterior. It's just for that crispness and that it just feels very intentional and isn't muddy.
Yeah.
And so I think that that is a fresh way to update.
Agreed. I like that. That's great. Awesome. Well, I hope this helps everybody. There's always Photoshop too. If you're trying to figure out your remodel, we oftentimes will take a great picture of a home that we're working on and apply different finishes to it. And that might help you get there. I would talk to the right contractors, get all your information in so that you know exactly what you're getting into before you paint your brick. But it's a solution that we have been loving for years now. And I think the outcome is really sensational. Anyway, hope this helps and good luck to you on all of your curb appeal updates. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.